This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back in a very early show today.
It's not that very early. 9:30 a.m.
It's fracking early.
For Saturday.
Yeah.
We usually start at 3, so it's what, 5.5 hours early?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Apparently you stayed up all night playing video games.
Yes.
Like that's something to do for a grown man. I'm actually pretty jealous I passed out early. Didn't get a play last night.
It was a rough evening. I was glad you did.
What are we doing this week?
When?
The show. The show, sir.
Today?
Yes, right now.
Oh, today, impromptu show about nothing, because we originally had not planned on doing a show, because we're going to be going out of town, Las Vegas. We fly out tomorrow on Easter. So we were going to spend this time with our families and whatnot, and just, but it didn't happen like that, because I had to come back up to the office to get my business card, so we just decided, fuck it.
Let's ride it. Yeah, we'll do it live.
So yeah, we wanted to just kind of let you guys know about next week. So next week we will not be having a show
at all. Not even this little shit show here.
No, yeah, we'll be in Vegas, man in a tournament.
I'll come out to the registration booth and we'll do a Facebook Live over there.
We'll do a Facebook Live at registration. I'm with it.
Or even I'll walk around inside the show and show people what's going on too. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. So yeah, just show them. We'll take some pictures, put them up of what we got going on.
Yeah. If anybody's going to be in Vegas this next week, the show starts Friday. It's at Caesars Entertainment Studios. That's on Flamingo behind Bally's, if anybody knows where that's at. So what it is, it's a Gears of War 4 Pro Circuit event. Yes. If you're familiar with video games, it's kind of a big deal. We're giving away $200,000, or rather our company is.
No, me and you are personally.
And Microsoft.
Microsoft. No. Yeah, anyway. No, I didn't say that. I was just kidding.
Yeah, man, you can't say that.
I was just kidding.
You can't say that about our partner. Anyway, that's that. So what else we got going on?
Shit, I didn't print in docs, but I don't know. What do we got going on?
You haven't got it pulled up? Well, I'll just go through it. First things first, Eric wants to apologize about the voicemails.
Yeah.
It's his fault, and he's going to go ahead and apologize.
Yeah, well, okay, so when we started the voicemail thing, because we've literally got about 5 messages and even posts on the group saying, like, look, man, that was way too many voicemails.
Hey, we knew it was too many last week. I mean, whenever, like, Ryan's message, it was, like, 12 minutes long and 13 parts.
You're absolutely right. It was way too many,
and
we've decided to adjust. So what we're going to do is when we get 20 or 30 voicemails together, we're just going to do a small little half-hour, 40-minute show about
20, 30 voicemails.
Whatever. Once we get them all together, we're going to do a little show every week.
I say we just do how many ever we have.
Every week?
If we only got 5, we do 5 and just do it every week. Just do a shit show in the middle of the week. And
I'm with it. We can just call it the shit show.
We keep that off the main cool or main part.
Yeah, because not a lot of people are happy about that. So.
And it gives us a midweek, reason to get into the studio.
Yeah, I'm with that.
And we can't guarantee we'll do it every week at a guaranteed time either.
Oh, I'll tell you.
But it'll be every week at a guaranteed time.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you guys what, though. If you're interested in wrestling, Everett and I just absolutely fucking murdered a WrestleMania podcast 2 days ago.
Yeah, we brought the old Three Horsemen show out of retirement for a show because WrestleMania is coming up. Corey wanted to do it. You guys all know Corey. Corey loves Southern People, .com, WrestlingSnob.com.
Yeah.
You can find him there. I don't know. It's pretty good. We got to talk about all the old Hall of Fame stuff.
That
was fun.
All the old WrestleMania doing that podcast.
But so after apologizing about voicemails, you had directly after that, let's apologize and then do more.
Listen to the new voicemails.
So I guess let's get.
We only got 2 or 3, right?
No, I think we got more than that, pal.
Oh no.
They basically manufacture themselves at this point. I think we got 6 or 7. Let's get going. Here's one from Connor McGinty. I believe he's sent before. Let me see here.
I'll talk about the Parkland shooting. I promise you.
Yeah, at least
I'm gonna get to that. Also.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Here we go.
Hey guys, I was just gonna say What's happening with all the true crime episodes? We could redo with a few more of them.
Hold on, sorry, Connor. Thank you, Marissa. Jesus.
Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese.
Maniac.
Top dog, she says.
She is top dog.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, coming through.
Wow.
I'm going to restart this. Sorry, Connor.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was just going to say.
What are you going to say?
Huh? What's happening with all the true crime episodes? We could redo with a few more of them.
That's a thick accent.
Everybody loves those true crimes.
Yeah, true crimes are do best traditionally for us.
Did you guys do a Jim Jones episode?
No, we have not. That's interesting, though.
That would be a really good.
We know a couple people, actually, that have talked to us about coming on to do a Jim Jones episode. So
yeah.
We'll put that in the
episode.
Mm-hmm. That's Jones on the list.
And all that. But yeah. You've done a few of the true crime episodes, and you didn't do.
Yeah, we did.
Anymore, which was a shame because I liked the true crime episodes. But, yeah, man. Do a few more of them, that'd be cool.
Right on, right
probably
on.
Will, man.
Team Eric all day, baby.
That's right. Fuck yeah, Everett. Fuck yeah.
Fuck you. Jesus.
What did he say? Fuck Everett, as I said. Awesome.
Watch her.
Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett.
That's what I hear every night when
tone.
I sleep.
You gotta get a little tone whenever you click the poll in the group and you click Team Eric, it says, fuck you, Everett. And then when you click Team Eric, it says, fuck you, Eric.
That'd be funny.
That would be great.
I don't think there's a fuck you, Eric that exists that isn't me. I don't know. All right, here's one.
Oh, there's plenty.
From Oscar. It's a shorty.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just here at work. I just was listening to your last podcast. I was Team Everett. So he said that PUBG stupid shit. PUBG's the shit.
Hell yeah, it is.
Balls. Team Everett. Bounce.
Ah, he fucked it up at the end there.
He did fuck it up.
So, joke's on you, pal.
What'd you say about PUBG last night?
I don't know. It sucks dick, probably.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's all right. I mean, I don't like it that much, but it's just me. All right. So, these next two are from Brandon. Now, they're titled some interesting shit. The first one's titled No Bong Hit Law. So, I'm guessing the second one is probably a bong hit. So, let's go to the first one first.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Everett.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Brandon Peacock. I just wanted to start by saying,
up,
Team fucking Eric, even though you're pretty cool too, Everett. but I just want to say how much I actually enjoyed that OJ episode. Contrary to what I thought, I was believing that it was just going to be a bunch of regurgitated information that everybody's already heard about the whole trial. But actually, that Nick dude brought a lot more new cards to the table.
It was pretty good.
Anyways, I thought that was a really good show, and you guys just keep doing what you're fucking doing. All right.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that real quick. It was fun having Nick on last week.
Yeah, he did good. He wanted to come on and do something else, too. And I'm sure we probably have him on as a guest again. I have no issue with that.
Yeah,
he
no
did
problem.
Good.
Yeah.
He brings informative information.
I'll say this, man. One thing about Nick for sure, at least compared to me, I can't say about you, is he's way more into the shit than I am. I'll tell you that.
He's very into it.
Yep. All right, here's the other one from Brandon, so we'll see what we got here. I got a feeling.
I have the most compelling evidence for flat Earth
that you've
ever heard in your life.
Fucking lay it on me, bud.
That's not a bong rip.
No, that's not what I expected.
The Earth is round. I don't believe in that shit.
What'd he say?
Just kidding. The Earth is round.
I don't believe in that shit. That's great.
I don't think that's the same Brandon. I think it's a coincidence. God damn it. That's funny. All right, here's next one coming up is from Christine Nisa. She's been on the group forever.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice kid. I don't know if she's older than me or not.
Hi there, it's Christine from Canada. Team
How are
Eric
you?
All the way.
Just yeah.
What is she talking about?
Everett. Anyway, you did such a great job of dumbing down the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency
for those
of us who are on Team Eric. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the news this week about Facebook and the data privacy, et cetera, et cetera.
Talking about that today.
And I was hoping Everett could simplify this for us on Team Eric.
Pretty simple.
So we can have a better understanding. I have a few questions. Thought you might be able to answer.
Let's hear it.
Is Facebook the only guilty party? Can this even be reversed? Are we destined to...
Hold on.
Pause it. First, number one, Facebook is not the only guilty party.
Anyone and everyone who you type into a form...
Yeah.
Let's break this out here. Hold on. Not everyone. Not every website you type a form in is saving your shit and selling it. Any big company from fucking Walmart to Facebook to Nordstrom to anybody you buy online or... They are keeping your data, and if anyone will pay for it, they will buy it or sell it.
They will sell your data.
You are the product at this point.
Yeah. The reason that they get that data is to sell you personalized ads on their website. So like the reason for Facebook saying, "Oh, you know, like they have all your data, they're listening to you, they know everything," which they do, but they say it's to sell you personalized ads into things. Like, cuz you know, I know someone's been talking about something, and then the next day that shit shows up on your phone as you're scrolling through Facebook as an ad, like, "Holy shit, I was just talking about that."
So
point in fact, whenever me and you were talking about those gaming chairs, Maxnomic, I started talking to you about it. The very next day, they were showing up in my feed to buy.
Maxnomic? From talking about
it? Just from talking about it. I've never searched it before. Never, not once, but I talked to you about it for like 30 minutes about those chairs.
You didn't search any kind of gaming chair for me? Like, hey, will you look up this? Because I was looking for a chair at the time. I still am. I just
negative.
Haven't
found it. Negative, dude. No. And they came up in I mean, I like DX Racer on Twitter, if that's what you mean.
That
but
could
this
be.
Was Facebook.
It doesn't. You think they're not smart enough to, like, figure that shit out?
Oh, you think they intermingle? You think Zuck's got a fucking bunch
I don't think
of cucks
they intermingle.
Over there?
I know there's every API you can think of to get into Twitter and see what your new follows and shit is. So as soon as it figures out, like, you don't think they have the algorithm? Like, we're developing an algorithm in another one of our companies to find out who you are and link all your shit together without your permission, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make it sound horrible.
I think that
it's the same thing as Facebook. We're collecting information to serve better ads. I mean, at the end of the day.
Right. So as much as everyone likes to think that it's malicious, it fucking is sometimes. But in the most part, it's really just to sell you shit.
It's malicious in that they want to take advantage of
Well, they make
of,
money off of your information.
Yeah,
that's malicious, in my opinion. Your personal information, what you like.
I try not to get mad about it. I don't get mad about it at all. It's a little bothersome. And it's almost invasive. It's like, come on, you know, just slow down. You don't need to have this about me. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. Do you really care? Like, so what? Like, instead of me seeing an ad for fucking maxi pads, I see an ad for a gaming chair. Now, if they're listening to my phone, now I got a fucking problem.
They are. You gave them access to your microphone when you download. That's exactly what Zuckerberg said. It's in the terms of service, in the agreement. You agreed to this.
There's no fucking way they're doing
you
it.
You agreed to this.
There's no way they're
His
just,
words, not mine.
All right. Well, I want you to do the research.
Oh, I bet you do.
I don't see what
I
you're
bet
trying
you
to
do
here, right?
Uh-huh.
Find out where anybody can prove that they're listening to you through your phone to do that. I know for a fact they're looking at cookies and other like browsing data.
Did you not hear what I just told you?
I know. I heard what you told me.
I said I've never searched for a Maxnomic gaming chair ever, and I talked to you about the one that Shroud uses. And then it's the same one, Doc, Summit, everybody's got. And I never searched for it. I just know it. It's a great chair, white, blue, boom, boom, boom. Next day, on my thing. Oh, would you like this? Look at this suggested for you. I bet it fucking is.
Yeah. Agree to disagree. I don't think they're listening to you. It's just my thought. Anyway, let's continue with her voice.
Sorry.
No privacy forever because we're addicted to the internet.
That's
She's
true.
Got a point there. That's
very
the, that's
true.
The payoff. You're addicted to the internet. You have limited privacy. It's not no privacy.
Yeah, you think
you're, you control what you put out there.
Yeah, you
so
do.
So you didn't have to put your name out there. You don't have to upload your photos. But when you do, expect that as soon as you do, whether you mark them private or not, in Facebook's terms of service, sure as shit, everything you upload, they can use for whatever purpose.
Yep.
They could put you in an advertisement that plays during the Super Bowl using your photos and shit you put on Facebook. That they could completely
You
do.
Could never, ever even say a word about it if they blasted your face on the Super Bowl because you've agreed to this. That's no. When you put these pictures on Facebook, they no longer belong to you.
So until the...
I mean, they kind of do belong to you. They're on your account and whatnot. They're your pictures. They're of you. They co-belong, but at the same time, Facebook can pull ownership of those pictures if
they
would like.
So I wonder what happens if somebody posts a commercial, a photo with a commercial license, like something from Getty Images, or you know, you're not allowed to use without asking permission first, or a professional sports photographer's image.
Oh, watermark all your images?
Yeah, like, well, not even watermark it. Say, like, I'm fucking Jeff Smith, the fucking pro NFL photographer.
Okay.
I go to the game. I have permission from NFL to take photos and whatnot. I can do that. And I post one of my shots on Facebook that is my copyrighted work that I sell to make my living. But I'm showing another. Does Facebook have the right at that point to use my photo on an advertisement even during
that's
the Super
interesting.
Bowl?
I don't know, man, because I don't know.
I'm
what
a lawyer,
the,
but.
I'm no lawyer either, but that's fucking interesting.
I mean, I can come up with 100,000 cases of,
Yeah, but the overall feeling of violation from this, man, because you it was never an issue. And you always expect, like, you know, anything that you do, you're good. You know, like, my conversation with you in real life is not going to get out to a million other people, but if you do it on Facebook, that's exactly what could happen. You know what I mean? Or, like, so if you and your old lady send nudes to each other, that, you know, that's
probably. Me and your old lady.
Huh?
What?
Fuck you. But if, like, you do it over Facebook, they got your nudes. You know what I mean? Like,
hopefully nobody's doing that over Facebook.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys just think of it, but be smart about what you do on the internet because it's there.
Anything you do on an electronic device, be smart about it. I mean, it doesn't go away. I guess if your phone is only on your phone and your phone's not connected to the internet and your phone gets destroyed, that's like as far as it could go. If it's a digital camera that only has a memory card, you're probably okay. Just realize if you take a picture of it, you know, it's getting out there.
It's getting out there, man.
All right, let's keep going on this. Oh, hold on. Thanks, Donna.
Shit.
Frank said, let me roll back to the comment here.
Uh-huh. I wanted to see her comment. Donna.
Hold on, I'm going to do Frank's first. We'll go to Donna just a sec. The company that had your info sells it to make money. The company that buys it tries to sell you stuff to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to make money here. So what you're doing is getting the free service of Facebook and everything that it offers, from fucking the ability to buy and sell shit, personalized groups, the ability to talk with friends and family all across the world in a good format networking. That you like. That's the payoff. That's what you pay. You think you got a free service. It's not free. You're paying. You are the product.
You're the consumer.
You are the tender. You are the currency. You've paid.
Ooh, that's a great way to put it.
I mean, you've paid with your own self to use that service.
That's true.
So
okay. So Donna in the chat says, "Dude, my boyfriend and I were talking at home about semi trailer tarps, and like 10 minutes later, they appeared on Facebook." Holy shit, Marissa! Wow, you are throwing it around like it's not gnarly. Gnarly, gnarly, gnarly.
Whew. Anyway, back to the voicemail.
I lost my train of thought.
I know, she keeps doing that. She's crazy. Love it.
And aside from staying off the internet.
Hold on, if you guys are going to do that, do Patreon. They take a lot less fucking money out of it, just to be fair. Yeah, we had like $44 that people did on Super Chat. And by the time I got to our back end to looking at it on YouTube, it was like $23. So it's like nearly 50% they took.
Fucking YouTube.
Not that we'll ever get it, but.
Right.
Let's see. We'll get it someday, probably. Anyway, back to that voicemail. How does this work? I'm going to run it back a few seconds.
I'm staying off the internet. Is there anything we can do to stop this from happening and have some?
All right, let's talk. We talked about on the shitty internet, what you should do is get a VPN.
Yeah.
Look for a no-log VPN.
Virtual private network is what that means.
This is not an official endorsement, but there's a service called PIA, Private Internet Access. You just Google PIA VPN. It's like 50-something bucks for a year, and they've got several different servers located throughout the world, so wherever you're at, you can find a close server. And what a VPN allows you to do is you tunnel all your traffic through one specific IP address. So to get kind of internet-y, every computer out there on the internet or every device, like your router has an IP and the computers behind it have an IP, but they can identify your network by your IP address. So what a VPN does is you tunnel through the internet to another network and, in layman's terms, hide your traffic behind that other IP address.
Piggyback.
Sort of piggyback right through. Just tunnel through it, and that's where you're going. All your
traffic. Hey, I'm meant to be here. Oh, fucking, I'm the bad guy, you know?
Right, so what you do then is you find a service like that doesn't log any of the traffic. That way, whatever you do goes through their service, and it's encrypted. That's another thing about VPNs. All the traffic that goes through it is encrypted. So even your ISP can't see what you're doing. They see all your traffic goes to and from this one single IP address in an encrypted format across a single port. I mean, I'm sure they'd be like, this fucker's hiding something, but they basically can't look at it. Nobody can. So it hides it in transit, and it hides it, makes sure there's no log. So that's the best way to hide yourself on the internet. Or you could use Tor.
Frank says he uses IP Vanish.
There you go. That's another one. I think that's a free service. But, I mean, they're all good. Just find a good proxy or a good VPN service to hide yourself.
Literally, if you feel as dumb as I do about all this stuff, a 5 or 10 minute Google search about everything here would completely just like
listen
let
to
you
the
know.
Shitty internet episode again.
That yeah, might. Actually, yeah, Ever did a great job of breaking a lot of this stuff down on how to hide your internet footprint on the shitty internet episode. He did a really good job about like letting you know what steps you need to take, where you need to do to in order to try to remain anonymous online, which it. For the most part, you're never really going to be anonymous online, but yeah.
All right, a couple more seconds on this one here. See what Christine's got.
Some semblance of privacy, or are we doomed?
I had another point. So even with a VPN, if you still post your shit, you know, through an anonymous traffic source to Facebook, your shit's still on there. Your name's still on there. You know, common sense.
Thanks, right. Guys. You do a great show. Especially,
back that up one more point.
I love the political issues. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Good call. Great color. All right. One more final call. It looks like he just showed up in chat. Here we go. This is Brian, the man, the meme, the legend, Rodriguez. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, wrong button.
What's up, my guys?
What's up, sir?
This is Brian Rodriguez, other known as Bob White.
Yes, oh, hey, sir. What's up, Bob?
Just seen him first show up. He's late as fuck.
But hey, I love the work, man. I love the art. I love the content.
Hold on. Quick shout out.
Stop it. There is no art here.
I just want to say I love his art.
What art he got?
He's the one that does all your memes, man.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you the man, bro.
Well, not these Photoshops.
Yeah, all these Photoshops you're doing are just fucking top-notch work. I love. Did you see? I haven't posted the one yet, but he's got one of me in of the Last Jedi trailer poster. Can you hear me?
What's that? Sorry, I was looking chat. I'm guilty.
He's made one of me in the Last Jedi trailer poster.
It seems like a waste of time to make posters about you. I mean,
hey, fuck you. You know,
his one where he put you on Alex Jones's.
And the Bernie one was beautiful.
Yeah, Bernie was pretty good too. Anyway, here we go.
But last week's episode's been those voicemails way too long, man.
Yeah, agreed.
Came home from work, lit one up.
Heard.
As passed you do. Out.
It's all good, man.
I don't know if it was the indica, or me being tired, or the voicemails, or a combination
combo.
Of all
three. Probably all of it.
But that shit put me out. But hey, man, I love the content, love the art. That fellas do a bang up job.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Team Eric.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Any man willing to take a murder charge for his kid is cool as fuck in my book.
That was me.
Yeah, well, I'm taking credit.
You
but
prick.
Hey, hopefully this weekend's podcast is not as long.
It's
with
not
the voicemails.
No, yeah.
Percentage wise, it's way more.
Also, man, if y'all want to
pause it, he's leaving a voicemail and saying, I hope there's not as many voicemails this week.
The irony is not lost on me on that one. That's good stuff. You all right?
Mm-hmm. Y'all faces on any crazy Photoshop shit, just let me know. Always willing to put a smile or make somebody look.
We used to do Photoshops of a guy we worked with at the newspaper. I'll have to post those on the group sometime. It has nothing to do with anything, but we put his face on all kind of good shit. They were good work.
Anyway. I feel like a Goku. For me, Photoshop going like this,
Super Saiyan or whatever.
Yeah. Just put some blue hair up here.
Show him your Dragon Ball tattoo.
I don't have a Dragon Ball tattoo. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
What's that on your arm?
That would be a double kill.
Looks like a Dragon Ball. Should get it up on the camera. Hey, Chad, is that a Dragon Ball?
If anybody plays Halo, that's a double kill.
They can't hear you because you're not on the mic.
Yeah, that's because I had to move my mic, put it by the camera.
Anyway,
what are you fucking with me?
I don't know, it's fun.
All right, go ahead.
Hey. Bob White out. Yo.
Bob.
Later, Bob. I mean.
Bry. Bob Bry.
Bry Bob.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that one. So that's it for voicemails this week. So I think, like we said before, we're going to try to do voicemails once a week, not on the main show. And if, who knows how it works out. It might continue to be a separate little download we put out. We might just do it as a before the show on YouTube to get people, if you want to hear voicemails coming. That's a thought there. I don't know.
We just do it
on YouTube.
Do the voicemails just on the YouTube before we start the podcast.
Don't release it as a podcast? I don't know. We'll talk about it. We should probably talk about this off the air instead of boring people.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
I feel like we can get our business plan down right here in front of everybody now.
Let's see. Explain plan for next week. We did that. Okay. Sovereign Citizens. Next thing on the list here. You wanted to talk about Sovereign Citizens, Straw Man.
Yeah. So somebody posted in the group that when are we going to do an episode on Sovereign Citizens? And that's something.
You know they're a huge pet peeve of mine.
Oh, I fucking love that whole topic, though. You know what I mean? Like, about, like, the government's got no control over me.
Going by the Articles of Confederation rather than the Constitution.
Not only just that, but there's, there's a lot to, there's a whole lot to this.
Or trying to defend yourself to the letter of the Constitution, you know, in a regular court rather than fucking using modern
interpretation. It works. Sometimes it works, man. I've literally seen people go in there.
Yeah, we're going to have a show about this because I think me and you are going to be on opposite sides.
Oh, we're definitely going to be polar opposite sides on this. And I think it's going to be a great show, though. But I definitely want to do the straw man and the sovereign citizen.
To me, they're the same thing as those dickwads walking around with the AR-15 in public.
No, that's nothing.
It's the exact same thing.
Totally different. Totally different.
So agree to disagree.
Like, you know how.
Until the show, then we will agree to disagree.
Pull your license out of your wallet right now.
All right, I'll do that. Hold on. Let's see here.
When you sign your name.
All right. I see it. I got the signature on there.
Okay. Is the second letter, is the V in Everett a capital?
No.
Look up top, though, when they spell your name. That's all capitals.
This is my FOID card. Hold on.
That's not you.
Hold on. Well, that was my FOID card, not my driver's license. Wrong one. They both have a picture, and I got confused. My signature does not have a thing, and my name is in all caps. Anyway.
All caps, because that's not you.
Well, everything is in all caps.
Your
social
security.
That's the font.
No, that's not the fucking font.
My address, everything.
No, that's
driver's
your straw
license
man.
Number, date of birth.
That's your straw man.
Just because it's in caps?
That's, yeah.
What if they didn't do that?
You're supposed to say, you represent yourself. You don't represent that person. You are a living individual. You know they sell your birth certificate on the stock market?
I don't
you are traded
it,
on the stock market. Do you understand this?
Yeah, you think so. Wouldn't it be nice to just think you're born into this world a completely free person and doesn't have to abide by the society that's been previously established around you for hundreds of years? Wouldn't it be nice to just pop out and go, I'm free and don't have anything to do with anybody? I would personally love that, but it is not the reality. Just saying that is not reality.
Well, I guess we're going to have a show about that because I really beg to differ.
That's the reality? You think anybody can pop out, fucking decide when they're 18 years old, basically because before that they don't have any choice. That's the society we already live in. You can't goddamn think about it.
Look, I've seen plenty of videos and read plenty of articles.
Oh, man, that YouTube tell you everything.
Plenty of articles. YouTube, I read the fucking comments. Listen to me. There's been people that have went to court for driving with no license, no insurance or nothing, and they've literally showed like 3 or 4 articles. Like, been like, boom, not articles, but like statutes maybe or laws, old ones. Like, I don't have to drive. I don't have to have a license to drive. Bang the gavel, they're out. I've seen it. I'm going to have to do a lot more research on this, but I'm definitely into the
I've seen those same type of videos, and the judge is usually like, you're fucking retarded. You're saying anything more, I'm putting you in contempt.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay, but well, it's a wishy-washy thing because that does happen. So here's the thing, though, like with the whole straw man argument. You might be right. But it doesn't fucking matter because they're going to take you to jail if they want to anyway.
I mean,
so you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you can prove that what you're talking about is right, it doesn't matter because they can take you to jail either way. But yeah, you do have the right to, you know, freely move about the country as you see fit.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, though, than not having to have a license. You know what I mean?
Because no, not really, man.
I think it is. But yeah, we'll do a show on it and fucking kill each other on it there. Next thing you had on the list was Facebook spying. We kind of already covered that.
Yeah.
What exactly do they know about you? Every single thing you type in, every single thing one of your friends types in about you, probably anything you put on any other social network, they're probably looking to match your username with any other website that has like a public message forms that have where you've used the same username on it.
Yeah, so I try to avoid that, but that's hard as fuck to do. Like, you know, you say you got... Yeah, you're a part of any message board.
I've used
any Xbox Live.
Right.
Any
I've used my Xbox
service.
Live on 30, 40, 50 different message boards and websites. That if you search my username on the internet, like you'll get the laundry list of forums like user profile, user profile,
here, let's
user
do
profile.
A live Google right now of your name and see if
well,
you're
don't
and
put
see
it out
if
there,
your online
last time we
profile.
Did that,
I'm not. I'm going to see if your online profile comes up.
Dude, so many of them are coming up here. Holy shit. This is all me. Bang, bang, bang. The first page is every single one
Eek,
of them.
That is you. Yeah, dude.
And it's even got my fucking first, my real full.
The first picture is you. The third picture is you.
It's got our first and last names. Go down to the fifth or sixth result. Our real first and last names are on there on Google if you search my Xbox name.
Oh, you search your Xbox name?
Yeah, what'd you search? My
I
real name?
I searched your real name.
Yeah, yeah. No. Search my Xbox name. And every single one of these are me. Yeah, if you search my real name, every one of them is me. But I am the most famous Everett Hicks on Google.
Ooh, gosh.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Yeah, I am forever linked.
Twitch, eBay. Oh, our old show? Look at that.
And there's your first and last name.
Oh, fuck. You can search your... So here's something crazy. We just searched Everett's online handle, and it's literally coming up with... And my name and my online gamer tag is right there. That's just fucking gnarly. But let's
so
go...
it's to say Facebook doesn't... Well, not doesn't. Can't easily do this?
They can and do.
And I'm sure they do.
Now I'm typing in mine to see if you come up. That's fucked, man. I never... Oh, no. It's got my name, my Google account.
That's just Google, though. I mean, Facebook is probably doing way more. Not that... Like, Google, I don't know what the address is, but you could easily go and find out because Google does the same thing. They keep track of all your searches and serve you ads based on what you searched and what you've browsed. It's no different than Facebook in that regard. But with Google, you can go and clear your preferences.
That's fucked, man.
So, again, just Google ad preferences or something like that, and you can clear out all of your preferences so they forget everything about you. Facebook also has the ability for you to go and download a complete everything of what you've done in their records of you. And you know what people are seeing in that, too, is a list of every phone call and text message you've made.
Right.
Not necessarily the contents of said text message, but who it was to and when it was. Same thing with the phone calls. Not what was in it, obviously. But when it was and who, you know, the number was.
And people that are outraged over this.
And that has nothing
like
to
myself.
Do with Facebook itself. That's just something the app on your phone is keeping track
right.
of.
Right. So if you did Facebook strictly on a desktop computer, You know, I can't say this, and I was about to say that it wouldn't be the same as, you know, doing it on your mobile device, but I honestly feel like they can get anything they need from your microphone on your laptop or your desktop as well as a webcam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. But when you download the Facebook app or the, and more specifically, the Messenger app for your mobile device, you're prompted with a series of commands that's asking you, okay, do you give this app access to message or to...
Use your microphone, your location,
your camera, your videos, your contacts, your pictures, your gallery, all of it.
Yep.
And you, if you click no, you don't get the app. I mean, it's that simple. So when you, by clicking yes, you are agreeing to giving all this information over.
So,
and as fucked up as that may be, that's exactly how that works.
You know what's unfortunate about the way that works, and I think it's kind of it's a tricky fucking thing, is any app that wants to access your camera or microphone or whatever to use the purposes of that app.
Okay, hang tight. One sec.
Go ahead.
This is great. Casserole 420 says you are legally allowed to drive without a license or registration until you go to the DMV and get a license because that's a contract and they will not let you out of it unless you revoke.
I mean, so he says.
Your corporate legal avatar is a translation
this is
of
a
your
different
given,
person.
Yeah, that's fine. Is a translation of your given name at birth by the state, locking you into a social contract for life. How can you agree to those terms and conditions as an infant? That's a great point. Your citizenship with a written letter.
I don't think you're agreeing to it. I think they're pretty much at that point, you have no choice. This is the society you're born into. You don't have a choice. You are part of it. You can't just be born and not be a part of the society. It's just not the way it works.
That's true.
Bob says, if it was 50,000 years ago when there was no civilizations and you could just roam, that's the way it worked. You can't, so to speak, just roam and live with no name or anything like that anymore. It just doesn't work
that
way.
David Carradine did it.
No, he was still Kane. He had a name. He was paperless. You know what I mean? You can do that. You can go out and be a vagabond and go town to town like Rambo, but it's a very bad way to go. Jack Reacher does it.
Yeah. Fucking anyway. Tom Cruise. Damn Scientologist. Bob White says, never allow access to your mic. If so, they're always listening. So, Bob, that's exactly the point, though. If you download the Facebook app on your mobile device or the Messenger app on your mobile device, it will not download without giving them that access.
So here's my point, though, what I was saying. Any app that uses your camera or microphone has that exact same prompt.
That's true. That's because Snapchat does the same thing to you.
What I want to know is, are you agreeing to any kind of like license agreement that says, just because I say it's okay for the app to do that, that you can use it for whatever. I guess
because
just to get into the app, you have to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of like a given.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying to download it. Hey, this app needs access to your microphone, contacts, and all that. And I've done it. I've literally been like, no, F you. And then it just backs me right out to the Play Store or wherever you're downloading your apps from because it will not let you download without that access.
Yeah.
This is a well-devised plan, social networking. And it's getting very efficient. They're very efficient at gathering your information. I mean, more efficient than really you could imagine about this. So there's a place to download it, but I have not searched as exactly to where you can download your Facebook info at everything that they have on you.
So to download it, I did this the other day. Well, I haven't downloaded it yet. I created the file you download. Just Google it. I'm not going to rattle off a URL. It makes no sense. Just Google, download your Facebook information or something like that. What they'll do is there's a little button. You go in your profile, hit settings, download all my information, and it'll create a bundle file, like a zip file.
Yeah.
Which contains it all in a structured format that you can get. Then you can delete your account. They give you the ability to go in and just wipe yourself out, supposedly. But
right, allegedly.
I guarantee you, you're not wiped out. Maybe your profile to the public is gone, but somewhere in a database somewhere, you still exist. Maybe with something that just says disabled.
Right.
But you're still there.
Yeah. All your information, it's been out there. It's put out there, your pictures, everything.
I was talking to somebody the other day. We were working on designing an app for a company in the music industry, and we were having a database for people, and they wanted to have people, like the artists themselves, be able to go in and edit their own profile or update their, you know, applications and stuff like that, or delete it. And as a database person and as a businessman, I was like, no. I can't have anybody going in and like from the public and editing my fucking data.
Right.
And further than that, no one's deleting my data. I'm not deleting that. I might need this again someday. You know what I mean? It's just like data is too valuable either from a monetary point or from an informational standpoint to get rid of.
Yeah.
And it sucks being on both sides of the equation from the consumer and from the business side because as a consumer, I'm like, I'd rather there not be some fucking, you know, government equivalent of file. Like, I'm sure the government has their file about me, but now private corporations are getting even more crazy than what, like, everybody was afraid the CIA or the FBI had the file on you. Those files have to pale in comparison. have to completely pale in comparison to what
right.
social
if
media
you thought
is.
The FBI could snoop around and get what you're getting. Do you know where they snoop around at? Through Facebook, through Twitter, through
Which
your Google
funny.
Accounts. This is how they like.
Let me put a little bit of something on top of that. They snoop around on the front side of Facebook and
right.
Twitter.
They don't have access to the analytics of everything. It's
in
like
in the back end, like the,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so yeah, that's the insane deal. So, hang on, he's telling me try it live. Google.com/takeout download all your information and get creeped out by the amount of info that you keep. All right, I'm on this.
You're doing it right now, doing it live. What are you doing?
Give me that URL. Everett, tell him. He's
nope. What URL?
The one in the chat. Google. Oh, I guess big D O T.
Where's that in the chat? Oh, Google.com/takeout. No, that's just for the Google side.
.com. So.
What are you doing? You're going to get rid of all your Google information?
No, hell no, I'm not. I just want to see it.
Hell no, man. I need those. Those ads
right.
they gave me? I want
you know how many documents
you think
I've
I
want
to go
dude?
Back to those ads of nothing? Like, that I don't care about?
Okay, yeah. It takes you to your activity controls. Jesus.
Fuck it. I'll load it to you. I'm a lot quicker than Eric's slow-ass internet.
Fuck
so.
You.
I can probably articulate it better. Web you got your Google Plus, all your bookmarks, calendars, Chrome.
Location history, Jesus. Device information.
Yeah.
Voice and audio activity. Are you fucking me right now?
If you use Google Voice.
YouTube search history. Done. It's game over.
Why? What's
I'm
in your
shoes? I just don't want. Why? Why? Why does someone need to know what I search? YouTube watch history?
I'm going
to
download it. Let's see. Which? Yeah, but for which account? I have. Literally no shit, like 11 Google accounts.
Really?
Between different businesses and different personal accounts.
I have two, and I bitch when they swap back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, like Eric's,
fucking hate that.
Eric's
though.
In the middle of a renaissance when it comes to technology. He's getting used to what it is to have to be connected all day long. And he's like, oh, I hate going back and forth every time I go to YouTube. It's on my business account, or if I want to, you know, back and forth between his personal account. I'm like, dude, I have one specific window and. He's always freaking out because I'll have 50, 60 tabs open in the window. I have a specific window alone that has all my tabs just open for my email. I mean, catch up, pal.
Right.
It's not just something you put on your sandwich.
Could be.
I don't know. Create archive. All right, I'm doing that. What else we got on the list here today? Droning on. How to download. Plans for merch. Again, as soon as we get back from this Vegas trip, I'm going to take the couple hours that it'll take to set us up on the storefront. I might even put us on the UGC store for ease of use. I don't know. As long as it's out there and we can get a link to it, not a big deal.
Yeah, so we should have merch available for purchase.
Before the end of April.
Before the end of April.
Before the end of April.
That's
And more than just the Surreal Talk shirts that we've seen before.
That's
SU,
double R.
Oh, God.
EALTALK. That's Surreal Talk.
There's a little old wrestling meme for it.
Yeah, that's Jeff Jarrett, man.
Yeah, I got you.
Anyway, go ahead.
Thinking I'll set us up with a couple, like a Surreal Talk hat, a few different shirts. Maybe
you say they're
going to
be $2 a shirt?
No, God, no.
Oh, that's not even enough to cover the shirt.
Yeah, I can't do them for a loss.
Right.
But yeah, we'll get that shit going.
And we also wanted to thank everybody for the continued support.
Let's flip that one around with the Flat Earth Rocket guy. There's one other thing I wanted to
talk about. Oh, yeah.
So did you guys hear about the guy who was building their rocket?
He got shut down initially. He was going
to... Well, because they didn't want him to fucking kill himself.
Right. And everybody's like, oh, they don't want him to prove what's wrong. So they look, bro, we're not going to let you shoot this steam-powered rocket in the air. Well, apparently he's done it.
Yeah, he has done it. He hasn't proved shit. He only made it 1,800 feet in the air.
Which is not very fucking high.
A little more than a quarter mile.
Retrospect, in the scheme of things.
Yeah. And the rocket itself, and I don't know how far he thought he was getting, but it was a steam-powered rocket.
Now, that's kind of impressive. That's cool.
I mean, how?
How'd you think you were going to get up 120,000 feet on a steam-powered rocket? More importantly, how the fuck you getting back down?
I mean, you got to get up to, ISS level to really make a statement. That's like 120-something.
Okay, so that's the thing that escapes everybody is there's a word, and it really means a lot when you're talking about Flat Earth, and it is called perspective.
Yeah.
Okay? If you are think about a fucking giant beach ball. If you are an atom on a beach ball, that entire beach ball is going to look flat to you from where you're standing because you're so small to be able to see.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir.
You know what I mean? It's all about perspective. You can't visually with your little fucking.
And you can't with words and
proof. Half-inch eyeballs see the curve of this earth.
And you can't with words or proof. Tell a flat earth or that the earth is round.
No. And I'm not trying to hate on anybody that loves the flat earth theory because it's very interesting, man. It's so great to just watch them and entertain yourself and love it. But at the same time, let's keep grounded to reality here because that flat earth thing makes everybody look bad, people. I'm just saying.
Sure does.
You know what I mean? It's perspective. Anyways.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that guy. Didn't make it up. Didn't prove shit. It more or less just made himself out to be. It's publicity for himself, I guess, at the end of the day. What are you trying to prove?
Hey, he got in the news. Everyone's talking about it. We talked about him, so fuck it. It's a job well done, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You made yourself go 1,800 feet up in a steam rocket?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, not recently.
Okay, so he's doing better than me and you.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. What was it we were doing before? Thank everybody for the continued support, obviously.
Yeah, we see a lot of love from you guys on the Facebook, on the YouTube, on the Patreon, on everything.
So
man.
I want to go ahead
and
give a quick shout out to all of our current Patreons.
Yeah, we want to shout out everybody that is currently donating to us, and we appreciate that.
I'm trying to figure out where all these people are here. God damn it.
They're at home.
No. So, list of patrons. We got Rennie. Rennie's always first.
Rennie's a man, yeah.
He's Rennie, not here today, though.
Yeah, we should just change his name in everything to first.
Rennie the First Lopez.
Rennie the First Lopez. There you go.
Wasted Wanderer.
Wanderer. Well,
I'm not even sure if any of these are all, any or all are still live or whatever. Fucking any name that's on this list on Patreon, I'm shouting out because they've either now or sometime before helped
have,
us out.
Have donated to us or have, yeah.
So, Shane Selak.
Shane Selak, what's up, dude?
That dude's been around forever. He's been a pain in the ass more times than I could count, but I still like the guy.
Yeah, he's cool, man. I like him.
Guy. Philip DeJesus. I know he's been in the group.
Don't fuck with DeJesus.
Not that DeJesus. Oh. It could be DeJesus. I'm really not good.
DeJesus.
DeJesus. Colby Ryman, thank you. Shelly Orlinghini, Joel Valancourt, Brett Rapp, and Carrie Ella. Thank you all for your Patreon support.
Yeah, and then we want to thank everyone that donates in the YouTube chat. Marissa.
I got a list of all those great people.
Donna.
As well. Marissa Dominate today. Donna threw some out today. James Farnsworth, Jordan Heiser, Wooter. Frank Reynolds, Olamus Prime, Wooter again. Wooter's a fucking stud.
Woot.
Woot, woot. So, yeah, anyway, thank anybody for all your continued support and listening and sticking with us while we keep putting out this shit content week after week that for whatever reason some of you keep telling us is decent. I don't know.
When will you guys
Bob White, where do I go to donate? If I could direct you to Patreon, patreon.com/SurrealTalk, that'd be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And if you're going to do that, do it before Monday. Just saying.
We're leaving for Vegas
tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon
on
Easter Sunday, which sucks, and we'll be gone all through next week. So next week we would be having a show next week. We're literally going to be dominating the Gears of War world. We're going to be doing everything. I mean,
if you guys want to see what we're doing, our show will be live. It's a professional level event. I'm not going to say as big as it gets in esports, but it's as top level as you can get.
Yeah, it's very. You likely will not see Everett or myself on the stream, but this is what we're doing. You'll be able to go to twitch.com/GearsOfWar.
I think just
Gears Pro. I think it's Gears Pro.
Gears Pro. I don't know. You'll find it. It'll be on the front page of Twitch. Check it out. Mixer, it'll be up there. That is what our company does. We run the entirety of the broadcast, the tournament operations, everything.
Set up main stage, set up open pool brackets. We set up everything. We do it all. It's going to be cool. Yeah.
Just check it out. Otherwise, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Try to keep an eye on the forums or the group and whatnot. But, you know.
So
last week, I haven't been on but a couple times.
You're a piece of shit.
Well, the final week before Vegas, I've been going through all the preps. I've seen all the notifications. I just haven't had time to click
Rissa them. The best. I'm going to change that. I'll be Rissa the first.
That's great. All right, guys. Thanks for everything. We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Yep, we appreciate it, everybody.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.